Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
Do you have any, is there any intelligence out there at all?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Breaking news.
Oh, you actually mean breaking news.
I mean breaking news.
Did it just happen?
That's
not the sound we played.
It's just a tweet. It's
did it happen?
News. No. It's a consideration.
The NFL plans to trial an electronic system for measuring first downs during preseason games. If the trial is successful and receives approval, the tracking system will be fully implemented for the 2024 NFL regular season. The traditional sticks and chain method would then serve as a backup. Is there anything more antiquated in sports than the chain? Honestly.
Yes.
This in 1920. Yes. In 1920, they put a rope with two sticks 10 yards apart, and that's how they measured first downs. And they still do that today.
I think umpires are antiquated. When we have technology that can literally create,
except the technology isn't good enough yet. Otherwise, they would be using it.
Why? Why do you not think it's good enough?
Well, because
why
they, is it because they tried it in the minor leagues and it hasn't been all that great. They actually have been trying to do something about
it. How can they do it for
this
tennis, but they can't
time.
Do it here?
I don't know.
Okay. Here's an antiquated one. How come we don't have some type of laser-guided system or a chip in the ball and something like where they have to look at all these side views? They don't even get good views for whether or not a ball has crossed the plane. That is impossible to me. You can do it in soccer, but you can't do it in football. All you've got to do is put a chip in there that will... You know, and you could literally put something down at the goal line underneath the surface that lets you know if the ball's crossed the plane. This eyeball test from angles that you can't even determine. We couldn't determine. There's not enough evidence.
Well,
to me,
lot,
that's
but,
more
you know, in a large part is because how cheap the owners are. Because and unless it's a big game, they won't have cameras on the goal lines. That's how cheap the NFL
there
is.
There should be cameras, but there should be a system where you can, where the ball crosses, it automatically alerts
well,
the system.
We've been talking about a chip in a football for so long, and yet there is none.
No, they do have one.
Yeah.
For they can measure spin and velocity. Drew Brees claimed that he could tell, and actually, supposedly it's true, Drew Brees was able to tell if there was a chip in a football when he held it. And they were like, Wilson, I think Wilson's the one who did it in football. They're like, how the hell can you tell? It's super lightweight. Somehow Drew... throwing a football could tell which ones had chips in them and which ones didn't. But to me, it's with the technology that's available from a player tracking standpoint and with Catapult, for example, it's just I just don't know why VAR soccer can do it, but you can't do it in football. You can't tell when the ball's crossed the plane. You just have to try to go to all these different angles. That's pretty antiquated too. I will say the chain where you have to hold it and then you stretch it. But that level of excitement, oh, we can't lose that. Where you're like, I wonder if the chain, where's the chain going to end up? Oh,
don't they like
that's
it
part
for the
of
theater?
What we love about football.
Don't they like
the chain
it
game.
For that, the theater of it all, of marking
that's
it out
right.
there and measuring
that's
and
right.
the drama.
That, you get a drive.
You know, that really does get people to go to games. Will they? Will this chain stretch for a first down?
It's for the TV product, John.
Are we going to spot the ball? Or are referees spotting the ball still? Or are we going to take their jobs too? You want automation so bad. You want automation
Listen,
so bad.
In a world where we could put a machine gun on top of a dog robot, we can't tell whether or not there's a first frickin' down. We got a chain. We got a rope. Telling us if there's a first down.
I thought you were going to go in a...
Say that. Give it to Michael Carroll. That becomes...
you were going to go...
Make sure Mike...
In a world where an ape can ride a horse and fire off with two AKs, I thought that's where you're going when you started mentioning machine guns.
Michael Carroll better have that for one of our promos. In a world where we can put machine guns on a dog, Well, it's on a robot dog. That's you did say robot dog. Yeah. You said that. Why have a spotter where they like, oh, that's a terrible spot. You know, do we want to take the human element out of it or not?
Yes.
Because if we do, then why even have officials?
That's all we ever complain about. Because
it has to be
officials.
Objective, right? We can't, like, we don't want every holding call called. Do we?
No. Yeah, no. That's exactly what I said. It's just like NIL money. Every coach is doing it. Every lineman's holding every play.
But we don't want to
so
call.
So we can't. But you have, we can't penalize everybody every time.
But you have to penalize some to keep people honest.
But nobody's being honest.
Yeah.
Nobody's still honest.
So why are we penalizing?
All your offensive linemen are holding. Not in you.
No, not every play. And when they do, sometimes they'll let them go and sometimes they won't.
They're not.
This is the dirty little secret is, the reality is officials let some things go. And they have to make the game flow better. You can't, because then we're going to bitch if there's just a bunch of penalties. Oh, my God. You're not part of the game. Penalty. It's slowing the game down. You don't want penalties all the time. And we're never going to get past the fact that on every play, the fan base of the team that just got beat is going to complain about a hold, and they'll do screenshots and things like that. That's always going to be part of it. And the game will move on, and it'll be fine. The areas that I've always thought are weird are officials spot the football, because I would think you could, once again, put something in a football where it acknowledges where it went. I don't know. I'm okay with, I mean, they make it so easy in tennis. They just, yeah. They get it right and then they move on to the next thing. It doesn't take long. I don't want automation to take over everything, but at the same time, you know, bad spots cost the Houston Cougars last year against Texas. Yeah. A really bad spot was really penal.
Yeah.
But that should be corrected on instant replay. For some reason it wasn't.
Is the replay guy shouldn't have gone to the University of Texas.
The bad spot wasn't what killed him, frankly, because you can fix that. The replay official killed him.
Yeah.
I mean, is that guy allowed to keep working?
He's a regent for the University of Texas. He's the replay guy.
How do you not? Yeah.
Oh, my God. Talk about getting screwed. Dana would still have a job if it wasn't for that replay guy. Terrible. Terrible. 713-780. Do we have phones? No? No, we still don't have phones? I thought they were fixed. What happened?
Sean Mapes was ill-informed.
Ah, Sean.
So we still don't have.
You're saying Sean was ignorant?
I didn't say all that. He was given, or he deduced from a conversation something that he shouldn't have deduced.
I don't think Sean is ignorant. I don't think you should talk
about
that.
You asked me a question.
That's what you just said.
No, you asked me, and
I said he was ignorant. He didn't know.
No, that's not what I said. Hey, some people I know are just getting their power back, so we're still in a spot where.
But at least, you know what? 92.5 was on this morning.
Yeah, so things are coming back slowly and surely. Unfortunately, the phone.
Suck on that, all you other stations.
Yeah, who have been just fine for days.
That are on with no problem.
Yeah, so until that grid is back up, we're going to have this phone line issue.
Yeah.
We have not mentioned the hero of yesterday's game, Jeremy Pena, with the walk-off base hit where he took the ball the other way, ripped that knob, the inside of his handle, the knob through the zone, and drove the ball in the right field.
How about that?
What a great year he's having.
That's
man.
A great at bat.
Altuve, Tucker, and Jeremy Pena, what great years those guys are having. Two more home runs. Singleton got one. Two more by King Tuck. And then Pena just keeps playing great. He's on an all-star pace right now.
Tucker's the MVP right now. Altuve is awesome. And Altuve's defense, he is flipping. He is turning double plays. He is turning it, not turning the double play, but actually getting it to Pena to turn a double play quicker than I've ever seen him do it. He's been spectacular this year defensively. Do you feel different about Josh Hader this week as opposed to the last maybe about 3 weeks ago?
Well, yeah, I just didn't think he was playing well, but none of his stuff was that he was just getting hit.
He's good.
Yeah, his stuff wasn't bad.
Yeah.
He was just hitting too much of the zone, but I really wasn't that worried about him a couple weeks ago. I just thought he wasn't playing well.
No, he wasn't.
He was
leaving it all over the plate. And got.
Yeah, but his stuff was good. His strikeout per nine was over 14, so I was like, it should come around. What scares me is when guys like Christian Javier have one strikeout in four innings and three walks. What scares me is Christian Javier having a slow sweeping slider that doesn't really do a whole lot. The fastball doesn't move anymore.
I think the good news is that he's not hurt, though. I mean, Espada said it. somebody else said, Adam Spillane said on Twitter, he said he's not hurt.
That's good news.
That is good news.
That's good news that Josh Miller and the pitching staff
fix those problems.
No, they can't. Why haven't they in a year and a half?
Listen, he just came back. I feel good about it. I know he wasn't good yesterday. That's fine. He can get good, though. We know what Christian Javier with good mechanics can be.
Did you think at any point last year he was the same Christian Javier?
No, he was different.
Yeah, well, where's the mechanical fixes? How long do y'all need?
Well, maybe we'll get Strami back. Here is Jeremy Peña after
the game.
That's
a big difference in conversation.
Here is Jeremy Peña talking about the big hit. Well, actually talking more about the other guys.
You know, we've been playing better baseball. You know, we've been playing for each other, doing the little things right. And, yeah, we're going to try to keep it going. Try to keep the momentum going.
You mentioned Kyle Tucker. 2 home runs for him today. What's it like to watch him at the plate?
He rakes. And what else can I say? You know, and he plays plus defense as well. So it's fun to watch.
Singleton hits one off the batter's eye. Yordan goes deep. What can this win do for you in the way that y'all did it today?
Like I said, you know, we kept playing. We stayed in the game no matter what happened. You know, Hader, he came in and shut it down for us, and that's big time.
A bunch of guys. Well, not so much everybody. Another 0 for 5 for Alex Bregman. We did have those 3 games, though. So that's good.
Has the cream dropped down to the bottom?
Mixed
in with the rest of the drink?
0 for 5 for Bregman. Chaz McCormick did not look good at the plate.
Or in the field.
Coming back. Or Jose Altuve was 0 for 5. Are we going to crush him, Del?
No. We're not going to crush the greatest Astro of all time. We're not going to do that.
No, we're not doing that. That's not what we're about here. But they did get the win. They can't bounce back. Boy, talk about clutch. They go down 2-0, tie it up in the first inning with 2 homers, go down 4-2, Singleton homers to tie it up, go down 5-4, Abreu giving up another home run. Holy crap. Go down 5-4. Kyle Tucker comes back, ties it up with a home run, and then they win it in the 10th. Hold them in the 10th inning, Josh Hader, thank you, good night. Josh Hader comes in for a 2nd inning and holds them with a runner on 2nd and nobody out. And then they get the win with Jeremy Peña. This is looking more and more. This homestand, they look more like the clutch Astros that we're used to because they have been clutch. They've been coming up with a lot of clutch hits as opposed to what they were earlier this season. So that's fun.
Yeah, the bat stuff has turned around. More home runs. The home run total's gone way up for the team. They are starting to put some big crooked numbers up. They are starting to win some extra inning games. Like, they're winning at home. A lot of the things that haven't been happening all year long are starting to come around. It's still a wait for consistent pitching. Can we get 2 good weeks of starting pitching? Is that too much to ask? It's to the point now where Verlander has to really tighten up. Fromber needs to be his best Fromber, because you're going to have 3 guys to rely on, because right now Javier is not going to be it. I don't think Garrett Geddes at a point where you can I guess Ronel Blanco has to be that guy. Let's see if anything happens when he comes back from suspension. My guess is they check you every inning, so I don't think this has been an ongoing thing where he's been using illegal grip to get spin rate. I don't think that's going to end up being the case. So if we can expect Ronel Blanco to be good, Verlander to be above average, then Fromber's got to do his part. And Arrigetti, you just hope that he, you know, keeps getting better, and you hope that Javier or Brown or Garcia or Keedy or Maven, that those guys step up and turn into better
Maven
pitchers. Maven? I said McCullers.
You just going to – no, Maven. You did. You called him Maven.
I did?
Yes.
What is Maven?
That's the name of his coffee.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Lance giving him free promo.
Obviously, he's not marketing it well enough. I didn't know.
Well, you're a free reign guy. That's all you know.
You're not even paying attention.
I thought that was the name of some TV show.
Probably.
It might be, but Maven
on TBS, it comes on in the morning. We watch basketball, and
that's called Charmed.
Charmed is always on.
Yes. Charmed is on. Holy crap.
Maven. You can't call that man by his product.
One of them had a baby.
I meant to say McCullers.
Which one?
Is the one of them. I don't know which one.
Milano?
Oh, we know it's Milano.
No, she didn't have a baby. It's the other one. One of the other ones had a baby.
Doherty?
No.
McGowan?
The one that nobody knows her name.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. I forgot her last name.
And what about
she has a baby with the husband. I'm like, man, they went from like teenagers, witches, to now.
Well, that show was on forever.
It was still on
that long?
Well, I'm talking about first run episodes. It's in syndication now. But
well, yeah, that's what I mean. But I mean, the show was on that long? How many seasons did they have?
No, I have to look.
Wasn't there a show called That's So Maven or something?
No, That's So Raven.
Oh, what are you doing?
By the way, it was on for eight seasons,
Sean.
This is tight right here. Seasons.
Oh, yeah. Look, Lance got a Tommy John for playing golf
yesterday. UCL. Is the UCL here? My forearm's not tight, though. That's always the scary thing when you hear your forearm.
One round of golf.
Right here. I think I may have torn a UCL. Four seasons. It's right here. It's sore.
From what?
Swinging.
Swinging a club.
Too hard. Yeah. Oh,
so the woman we're disrespecting, Holly Marie Combs, I guess that's the one you
is
saw.
Is that her name?
Baby.
No one ever heard of her.
I looked it up. Four seasons.
You had to look it up.
I don't remember. She's the one no one remembers.
I know, that's what I said.
Four seasons of Charmed, and then they tried to bring it back.
Four?
It only was on for 4 years. But this was the time where...
It seems like there's a thousand episodes.
Yeah, but this was back when TV had 23 episodes per season. Now it's at most 10 or whatever.
It went hard in the paint.
All right. But still, she had a baby in a hurry.
Well, her significant other's an angel. Maybe that sped up the process.
Oh, I don't understand this show. I do understand John Daspit, though.
Wait, did she have real babies or is this TV babies?
About TV babies. Know.
What are y'all talking about?
What are you talking about?
You said it's her significant other was an angel. Like, wait, in real life?
That wasn't the first clue that we're talking about TV.
John Daspit is what we're talking
John
about.
John Daspit's an angel for some people, probably a devil for others, but he's an angel for if he's on your side. I can promise you that. If he's on your side, you're going to think so. If his law firm is on your side, if he's against you, you're not going to like it too much. John is a bit of what I call a bulldog. He will be aggressive in fighting for you, in fighting against people who are trying to do you wrong. He is going to be out there working his tail off, and his lawyers are, to make sure that they get you the best deals possible when you've been injured. He's a personal injury lawyer who fights for the rights of the injured, and he's going to passionately pursue justice for you. And for justice, that means making sure that all your bills are paid for, all of your physical therapies paid for, your time missed from work. That's a really big one. How are you going to pay your bills? That's something John Daspit can help you with as well while you're missing work. I mean, he is a full service solution. He's not one of these guys that's shady trying to get you to sign on a dotted line. Let's hurry up and get a deal done. We'll sign off on this injury. And they're basically working, you know, those guys are working in cahoots with the insurance agent, not John Daspit. John Daspit makes sure that you get the settlement that you deserve for your injury, and he is going to fight for you. No matter where you are in the state of Texas, John Daspit and his lawyers are ready for you. 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW or go to DaspitLaw.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We have breaking news in something that felt like it was inevitable. The NBA, alongside Disney, NBC, and Amazon, are going to finalize a deal for broadcast rights. And you know what that means? Inside the NBA will no longer be a thing.
Oh, man.
That sucks. I think that's bad for basketball.
And Chuck isn't going anywhere
else. They needed
to
find a way to have TNT in it.
Well, apparently NBC and TNT sharing the rights is not going to be in the cards. That was some people thought that could happen. It's not going to happen. So Ernie was never going to leave. He has a deal with TNT that was going to keep him there. But there was a thought that maybe the other guys would go to NBC. But as of now, that's not happening. And inside the NBA appears to be done after 24-25.
So it's NBC,
Amazon, and Disney, Amazon, which is ABC, ESPN.
And ESPN. Okay. Not ESPN Plus or...
No. So next season will be the final season of Inside the NBA, 24-25.
Okay. Wow. That sucks. I think that's bad for the league because Chuck created so much content for that league. That's bad for all of us. It's like Van Gundy not working.
Yep.
Did you see the story that apparently Van Gundy complaining about NBA officiating is what got him?
That ESPN, yeah, that the NBA reached out to ESPN, and not a surprise, petty. petty. NBA officiating petty.
It was bad. You know what, though? NBA, you bit off your nose to spite your face.
You really need to have
Good. He was good.
Like, if you think somebody has an extra grind, that's one thing. Jeff was just being honest about things he saw on the court. I'd never felt. Now, the counter argument to that would be, yeah, you may think it's honest, but he did it a lot. It was a lot of missed calls. Now, maybe, you know, I don't really. Jeff is not an anti, like, he's not a company man, but he's also not going to be, like, he's not intentionally going to try to, like, he's not a muckraker. He's not out there trying to, but when it has an impact on the game, he's speaking from a place of honesty, which is why people like him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want people who are, I mean, look, I love Ryan Hollins and Craig Ackerman, but I know that they're, and I love Blum and TK and Julia Morales. They're not going to give me the real necessarily. They're going to give me
for the team.
They work for the team, yeah. and you can say only so much. Like Todd Kals will say, you know, he missed that one. Looks like he missed that call against him. Craig Ackerman will be, you know, have some honesty about that as well on ones that were clearly missed. But they're not trying to be objective.
No,
they're not.
Rooting for their guys.
They're rooting for their team, which is fine. I know that I'm going to have a tainted view of everything more than likely on a lot of stuff. Maybe more for the Rockets than the Astros. Just that's the nature of how plays are called. If there's definitive stuff in baseball, there's more subjective calls calling.
Could you see Julia screaming if Harry Shuckelman from the A's hit a home run?
Yeah.
No. I mean, that's
no.
Not.
Oh, well, no, not that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like, you're not going to hear the Rockets say that, you know, the officiating's really worked in their favor all game long. Yeah. I'll say that.
No. Have you ever noticed, Antoine makes a pretty good point here. Have you ever noticed that women are all about body positivity and saying that Lizzo is beautiful?
He's stealing this from a comedian.
Was it
Bill Burr that said this? I saw a comedian say
Lizzo
this.
Is beautiful the way she is, but the moment you tell a woman she looks like Lizzo, it's no longer a compliment.
Yes, that's the hypocrisy.
That's pretty good. Okay.
Correct.
When are we going to start looking at the back of Bregman's baseball card? I don't know. Are we guys on? Can we decree now that all McCullers health update segments for the rest of the season be titled That's So Maven?
I really don't want to do anymore. When he's back, he's back. And
okay, you made the list, buddy.
What about Urquidy? When are we going to get excited about Urquidy?
Well, he's pitching this weekend in Sugar Land.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when Urquidy comes back, the rotation's better.
Urquidy be better than Arrigetti?
I hope. It's not Arrigetti anymore. According to ESPN, Arrigetti's already out of the rotation. It's Hunter Brown.
Why?
I don't know. Why is Abreu coming back?
I mean, what are we doing? Are we trying to have the best pitcher? You can't just afford to keep hoping and wishing. You know, I'd rather see Hunter Brown get his innings and two and three inning stints based on your starting pitching is not going to be going six innings plus very often. We've seen that. That's not something that the Astros can count on a consistent basis. You're already wearing the bullpen out as it is. Give Hunter Brown a chance to get more looks as a bullpen. We do know this. No matter what, at some point he'll go, if he goes five innings, he's given up four runs. That's a Hunter Brown quality start, 5-4.
That's HBQA. Uh-huh. QS.
Isn't that what he did last game, right? 5-4?
Yeah.
Like five strikeouts, three walks, something like that?
An AQS, Astros quality start?
It's an AQS right now, Astros quality start.
Well, I don't mind with the way the offense is hitting. If you give up four runs, I'm fine. I'm fine with that because they're taking care of business now offensively. I mean, guys are – Hunter, Kyle Tucker, it's amazing that anyone's throwing him a pitch right now. It is amazing to me.
Yeah.
Are you stupid? Why are you?
When Tucker and Yordan get going, you just can't pitch to them because they'll lock in for a while.
When Yordan gets going.
Does this bother you that Yordan does this every year?
Me. Yes, it bothers me.
Every year he goes into these prolonged dips?
Yeah. Well.
It bothers me.
Can John Datspit, his name is not Datspit, it's Daspit.
Mm-hmm.
Get the Astros out of the McCullers contract for breach and
no, he can't.
He can't. I'm not saying that, Art. He cannot get. He did not breach his contract. Okay, he's just hurt. LZ, the difference between McCullers and Lance Zierlein, LZ has had multiple injuries through the same time period and grinded through them. Back on the mic, LMJ just has to throw a ball 95 plus,
that's
and he
fair.
Can't, and he doesn't. Right?
That's fair.
You have been grinding. And today you got an elbow on top of everything.
And here I am.
Here you are, on the mic.
Typing on a computer, too.
Yeah. What?
That's I'm not going to go play disc golf. I haven't played for a while, the weather, but I'm not going to.
2 point.
Well, that's going to be bad, but I'm not gonna risk it right now. I'm going to get some rest. I don't feel like myself right now.
You got an ice bucket at home that you're going to put your elbow in? An ice bucket?
Zion doesn't feel like himself.
I'm going to ice up.
Zion Zierlein.
Look, I'm not going to take.
Why it's more like
ZZ.
Zion's like,
can
all right.
Imagine
enough.
If I tore my
don't
UCLA playing disc golf? I would have to make something else up. Like I got in a severe car accident or something. I couldn't tell you guys that I tore my UCLA throwing a disc. I mean, my UCL throwing a disc. No, it's a disc.
A frisbee.
It's a frisbee.
It's a disc. Frisbees are bigger. They're not built the same way.
Are you
going to
be healthy? Okay. Sure. Okay. Are you going to be healthy enough to join the club tomorrow?
To join the club.
We're going
to
be at Texas Star Grill Shop tomorrow. Are you going to be healthy enough to get there?
We are?
What?
Yes. Oh. Welcome to the team. Yes, we are.
Missed it.
Did you know that?
Texas Star Grill Shop tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, because we didn't go last week.
Oh, yeah, because of the weather.
Oh, no, we didn't go draft week. I was out of town, so we moved it.
Yeah.
And then last week was weather.
Tomorrow's
are you sure,
Texas
Dale?
Star Grill Shop?
Yes.
We'll join the club.
Here we are.
I'm asking.
Come on over.
Are you
going to
be healthy?
Yeah, I'm
going to
be there.
Yeah.
And then I got to go see my tax guy. I never liked this. Hey, Lance, I just wanted to schedule you for Nicholas. Was wondering if you could come in and talk about your tax return. Like, come in and talk about it.
Well, that's going to be – I got a tee time right after, so it'll be – it's actually closer to the course, so I'm good. I like that.
Oh, good. Oh,
that's good for you. Great. I'm sure we're all thrilled that's working out for you.
Neat stuff.
Worked
yeah,
out.
Great for you. This man's got fear that he's about to get audited, and you're
he's going to tell me how much I owe, and it's not going to be great.
It's not going to be great.
When you just say, hey, can you come in for him to talk to you?
You know how you're paying – interest on all that you haven't paid yet because you didn't file before the 15th.
No, extension.
Oh, you got an extension?
Yeah. My guy does an extension every year.
He can't tell you over the phone?
Stuff on.
How much you owe?
That's why
can't
he just send my stuff? Just
email me.
Just send me the email. No. Yeah, like, no, he just needs to talk to you. Like, this isn't good at all.
You know what's good?
What if he goes, hey, I'm going to need you to sit down for a moment.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Hey,
you know
I just
want
to let you know, this isn't my fault.
The
okay?
SUV deal at Chastang Ford, that's what's good. That's right, my friends. 2.9% financing right now on select SUVs at Chastang Ford. Get on, step right up, and get your 2.9% financing for 72 months. Listen, 72 months. You got 6 years to pay this thing off at 2.9% financing. That's smart, because any other kind of loan that you would get – over, I don't care how long, it's going to be way more than 2.9% financing. So this is the smart way to go about this. And no payments for 90 days. No payments for 90 days on select SUVs at Chastang Ford. No hidden fees, no dealer add-ons. What you see is what you pay. They're all about getting you into that new SUV. Total transparency. It's what they do. That's how they build trust, and they keep it. They got my trust. I bought a couple of vehicles from Chastang Ford, and that's where I'm going, because I know they're going to work their ass off to give me the best deal, period. I love Chastang Ford. I'm part of the Chastang Ford family. You'll be part of the Chastang family as well. The Chastang family's been doing this for over 80 years in the city of Houston. You don't stay in business that long unless you do it right. Do it right. Get the best in service. Get the best price. No hidden fees. No add-ons at Chastang Ford every single time. Take advantage of this great SUV deal going on right now. ChastangFord.com on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. Just 5 minutes from downtown Chastang Ford.
ESPN. 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776.
Now,
oh, no, there's no phones.
I've got it. Yeah, don't worry about it. So here's a little Here's a little, that song that you're playing is Pharrell Williams, and it's called Frontin'. There's a version of it by Jamie Callum that he did in the BBC Studios or BBC One or whatever studios. That's an even better version than the one that Pharrell Williams does. Just a little trivia for you.
No. You insulted him a little huge, bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
A huge Pharrell Williams fan.
Doesn't sound
Jamie
like it.
Callum did a version that is even better
I'm
than
not
Pharrell
taking
Williams.
Anything from some Brit named Jamie Callum over Pharrell.
Jamie Callum was one of the last things I think he did.
Was but he dead?
I don't know. I've never heard of him. I guess Ed Sheeran said, I'll be taking it from here. There's only so many little squatty British guys that can be singing at one time. By the way, I watched Dua Lipa on, she hosted and sang on Saturday Night Live. She's back on the list.
She made the list?
Her and Mary Elizabeth Winstead have made a huge
comeback. Oh, did you see the end?
Huge comeback.
Have you seen the finale?
No. Did it come
up? Gentlemen?
Oh, yeah, I did. I did. Yeah. I did see the end.
It was good.
Yeah.
It was really good.
A Gentleman in Moscow.
In Moscow. It's a
Once
good show.
Once you get past all the casting, the weird casting of a bunch of British people as Russians.
British people as Russians, and yeah. I mean, it was.
More than that, but yeah.
Yeah. It was, but it was a good. It was a good.
Yeah, it was a good show.
I highly recommend it.
Yeah,
Gentleman
Ewan McGregor was terrific.
He was good.
He was really good. Good.
What did we miss today, Dell?
And Mary Elizabeth Winstead did things in that show.
Is that my role to remind?
She
you?
Liked to do things.
Yeah, well, because you know, he. I always say, what did we miss today, Dell? And he doesn't offer anything. And then in his show, he's
brand new
brand
stuff.
Brand new stuff.
All
that
kinds of
that
stuff.
Happened yesterday.
How about things I talk about on this show? I talk about it on the next show because I don't think you want to talk about them.
Okay, what things do you have on your show that we don't want to talk about?
Well, I'm not going to bring them up because you don't want to talk about them.
What about Caitlin Clark is the first basketball player since Michael Jordan to have her own basketball. Wilson is making a Caitlin Clark basketball.
What does that mean? I saw that and it's like Caitlin Clark did something that only Jordan has done. I'm like, ooh, what is this going to be?
Her own signature basketball.
Who cares?
Well, it's just because she's white.
I said that for years.
Jamil Hill went in again with this. The white.
Why read the story? And her suggestion is, or at least her thought is, Caitlin Clark's popularity and appeals to a certain segment of the population. Middle America white people love her because, well,
that's
she's
like
white
saying,
and not gay.
That's like saying black people like black quarterbacks.
Well, yeah. Black people do.
Yeah. Obviously, yes, and we're more polarized and racial than ever before, I guess, but her popularity is not because she's white. Her popularity is because she's really, really good in college and did things that no one else did.
I think.
I mean, there's going to be some people.
This is a clear divide.
Do you think the majority of basketball fans who like, when I say majority, just over 50%, I think there's a clear majority that started watching her not because you're like, man, I got to see this white girl.
By the way, it wasn't about popularity. It was about marketability.
Well, that's
and separate. What people will like from the people.
Like, do
people
you know that football stuff. That Adidas won't offer anyone that's not skill position? Like, they don't think certain guys, even defensive linemen, not marketable. That's nothing to do with race. Marketability. If they think you can make them money, they're gonna give you. I mean, why is it black football players more than white football players, males? You know, it's because who's the most marketable, and they won't. I asked Dusty, Dusty told me Case Keenum could get, this was a few years ago, but he could get Case more money than like Myles Garrett. I said, come on, this was probably 4 years ago. He goes, no, I'm serious. Quarterbacks, Case Keenum, this is when he was starting for whoever, Minnesota, I guess. Case Keenum can get more than Myles Garrett can. I said, really? And Aaron Donald. I said, really? He goes, yes.
From informal Twitter polling, and I'm not asking, I'm just looking at people's reactions. When this particular conversation comes up between why Caitlin Clark has the ability to profit off her name, image, and likeness when you compare her to, say, an Angel Reese or established stars. We know Asia Wilson, who's an established star in the WNBA, said, yeah.
Angel killed an NIL in college.
Asia Wilson said, yeah, you know why Caitlin Clark can do the things she does beyond the way she plays? She's white. It helps. And that's kind of the status when you ask people about it. Her whiteness helps her cause. It's not the only reason, but they believe.
I think her unique.
It helps.
I think her uniqueness helps her cause.
I think listen, she's very Steph Curry like.
That's part of
I'm
her uniqueness.
I'm just telling you what the players
she
in the
plays
league
best.
Think.
She has range. Steph Curry changed the entire
everything
game.
About her is unique.
Yes, it's unique.
We don't see it much.
And I think that's more than maybe
I'm just
it's
telling you what the one of the star players in the league
well,
believes.
Of course, one of
the
star players and stuff they said about Larry Bird back in the day too. Same thing. Isaiah Thomas. If he wasn't
guy.
White, no one would like him. That's bull.
And that was true.
He's a great basketball player.
He's just Detlef Schrempf.
And it's not just, the women in the league. When I talk about that informal polling, me just looking at reactions, black people who watch, not all of them, but black people who watch WNBA will point to not only her skill level, but her popularity stems from
reductive. I think it's unfortunate because I think it's very reductive. I don't think, you're not really allowed to do that for a black quarterback. You shouldn't really be allowed to do that for Caitlin Clark either. And I'm not saying that there's not. Look, I think there are black people who like black quarterbacks because they're black quarterbacks and that's it. And they follow them. That's a choice that people can make. And you can't be upset about it if you want one of your own. Like my favorite players growing up were all black. That's just the way it was. I didn't gravitate towards my race for favorite players. My favorite players. And in baseball, it was weird because I like guys like Mike Madden, who got traded over with Kevin Bass, the unknown, the left-hand pitcher. Cesar Cedeño was my favorite baseball player forever growing up. Lewis Lloyd in basketball, Clyde Drexler, Olajuwon. But and Lewis Lloyd's a weird one, but I just gravitated to Lewis Lloyd. But nowadays, I think it's unfortunate that Caitlin Clark has to go through this, and we see Jokic go through it a little bit, although not the same, not nearly to the same extent. Obviously, he's done so much at game recognizes game with Jokic. But the idea that I just don't like watching him, there's something about him I don't like, it's probably bias. It's probably unconscious racial bias, maybe. It might just be, that you say, well, he's just not very athletic and all that. Maybe it's unconscious racial bias. And I think people have had that with black quarterbacks before, without question. But I think it's unfortunate that Caitlin Clark has to go through all this. It's reductive. A, she's not a true point guard. She's going to continue to turn the ball
up. But this isn't about Caitlin Clark. Even Asia Wilson, she's not talking about Caitlin Clark, the player. I mean, John made the reference to Larry Bird.
But her popularity.
He'd just be another guy if
Why
he wasn't white.
Why can't she just be popular?
Well,
Caitlin Clark.
Well, another point was the only women who had signature shoes in the WNBA up until last week were white women. Asia Wilson now has one, maybe because some of the
What do the TV ratings say?
Well, the TV ratings weren't great, and the conversation still remains. Elena Delladon, Sabrina Ionescu, and Breanna Stewart were the only women in the league with signature shoes, and they're white.
Well, yeah, no, that's their own conversation.
White people buy shoes too, though.
But now Asia Wilson got her own deal.
Well,
did you see that?
Yeah, recently.
White people buy shoes.
Last week, yes. After this conversation became a thing, she got her own shoe.
And that probably did help, honestly, that conversation. I just think her popularity, the TV ratings speak. And when she played LSU, that was a really, really big deal. When she played anybody, it was a really, really big deal because she's a very unique. I just think it's unfortunate that a player in the league brings that up. And then Jameel Hill continues to bring that up. And Caitlin Clark's got a hard enough. I mean, people are faster. They're quicker. She's struggling right now with a lot of what she's doing, as players said she would. And they said she's going to find out it's a lot. Sue Bird wasn't wrong.
No.
Diana Taurasi, they weren't wrong. Now, it felt like these are two UConn women going after the Iowa girl. But I'm also sure remember, Michael Jordan got frozen out of the All-Star game because they didn't like, it wasn't just Isaiah. It was other guys in the league like, I don't like that one guy, this little rookie's getting this much attention.
It's unfortunate she's white is what it's unfortunate. That's the unfortunate
part. How many times has that ever been said?
The unfortunate part, she's white. And she's white and she's good at basketball.
White and good at basketball.
That's the terrible
combination.
And she's, and she's not Serbian she's not,
She's whitey from Iowa. Goodness gracious.
Is she from Iowa? Doesn't get any worse. Is she from
Iowa? Oh, no one knows.
She's got to be. You wouldn't go to Iowa unless you were from Iowa,
No, she's
right?
not from Iowa. She's from the East Coast, isn't she?
She's straight out of Des Moines.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Des Moines.
Straight out of Des Moines.
I like to add the S because it's spelled that way. It's spelled that way. Des Moines. Oh, the phones are working. I just heard a ring.
What? Time to talk about free range coffee. That's working. It's working for me. Every morning it's working for me. With my free range. Hey, Memorial Day sale going on right now, up to 40% off. That's because they love Yeah, they're corny, Raheel. That's right. A corny coffee. My corny coffee. You know what? They love America. That's right. My corny coffee from, that's right, San Angelo, Texas. Okay, RIP, Yellowstone, sitting on the porch with a mug drinking coffee. That's what my coffee's all about. That's right, America. Loving first responders, loving the military, loving nurses and teachers and people who give to the community. That's right. I love a corny coffee. That's right. I'll continue to drink that and be proud of it. Okay, you be proud of your stupid coffee. I don't know. It's from the West Coast and has all those ideas, West Coast ideas. Go ahead. Not mine. Mine's from San Angelo, Texas, and it's full body flavor. So you're looking for full body. You're looking for America. You want your coffee. You want 40% off? Go to 975coffee.com because they got a deal going on for Memorial Day. 975coffee.com. Put in promo code ESPN20. That's 20% off, but you can get up to 40% off right now at 975coffee.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
All right, News of the Weird. Our phones are back. How weird is that? Is that Deanna? Deanna is with us. We haven't had phones. I know it's News of the Weird. But we got Deanna calling in, and ladies always go to the front of the line. Hi, Deanna. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How are y'all doing?
We're doing good. Great. Thanks for calling. What's up?
Well, I was kind of wondering about something. Why are they calling the Texans head coach a milkdud? Shouldn't that be our former chief of police, Benner?
Why are they calling him milkdud? Because what?
That's Eric's
girl.
Congratulations,
former
Dell.
Chief of police something, but
you got fooled by Eric Wong's girl.
No, I didn't get fooled. I brought her on because it was Eric Wong's girl.
So wait, why do they call him Milk Dud instead of
former chief of police?
Who? What chief of police?
I don't know.
Another guy resigned.
Oh.
The chief of police resigned.
The guy who didn't prosecute anybody?
Well, chief of police doesn't prosecute, but yeah,
well,
I know
he wouldn't investigate.
He didn't follow up on something. Yeah, that was kind of a weird deal.
Yeah, it was. It was. that's not funny, Eric. You try to be funny.
News of the Weird. I guess on the Mopes, Mapey and Mopes now.
Yeah.
Or Mopes and Mapey or whatever it is.
What's the name of your show?
The Del Olalea Show.
Yeah. It's the what?
The Del Olalea.
I never heard of that show.
Okay. You were interrupting it quite a bit yesterday. You should have learned the name.
I was driving by. I was doing a drive-by.
You want a beer? Yeah. Now you want to have a beer with us?
Del, no. You want a beer? Well, did you want a beer or not?
No, I told you that several times.
Never did.
God. We might as well. That's it. It's over.
Well, it's true. It is over.
It's over.
Unless you want to do one story.
I don't want to do anything now. Deanna ruined the show. Eric Wong ruined the show.
Women go to the back of the
line. You know he calls Mopey and Mapes with real sports questions?
He does?
Yes.
Why does he call this show with that crap?
He doesn't respect you. I've told you this.
No, he doesn't. I can't blame him. I can't blame him. I don't even have respect for this show. Why would he? Let's talk about I have a respect for HRP. That's for sure. HRP is where you get your payroll on. HRP is where you get your HR. HRP is where you don't do the payroll because you don't know what you're doing. Okay. Now, there are people, I guess, out there that are CPAs that can do your payroll. It's going to be more expensive than the way HRP does it because HRP has the technology that is second to none. HRP is going to get you, instead of a huge payroll department, we've got one person. We got Laura here. That's it. And she takes care of everything. And mostly, it's calling HRP. If we've got any issue with an employee, she will call there. And we need advice on how to handle the HR of it. She sends in what the hours are for people or the bonuses are for people, the commissions. It's so simple, people. It is so simple. And the HRP makes it that way for you. And then tax time, easy. They take care of everything. Affordable Care Act, they know exactly what they're doing. As opposed to you don't know what you're doing. They've got experts in the Affordable Care Act. All of these things mean you're just going to save money. Let HRP save your money with a customized plan for you. HRP.net. You're not completely satisfied with your payroll company. You're doing it yourself. You shouldn't. HRP.net, 281-880-6525.
ESPN 97.5.
Bye, bitch.